This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the 6th pre-budget consultation with experts and representatives from the health and education sectors in connection with the upcoming Union Budget 2025-26 in New Delhi. The meeting was attended by the Finance Secretary, Secretaries of the Department of Economic Affairs, Chief Economic Advisor of the Government and senior officials of the Ministry of Health and the Department of School Education. Early in the day, Ms. Sitharaman chaired the pre-budget consultation meeting with industry representatives. The Union Budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 is expected to be presented in Parliament on the 1st of February next year. This will mark Finance Minister Sitharaman's 8th consecutive budget presentation. India's manufacturing sector has witnessed remarkable growth this year, underscoring its transformation into a global powerhouse. The Narendra Modi government has implemented far-reaching economic, social and foreign policy initiatives in the last 10 years. These initiatives have contributed to India's rise as a global power. Our correspondent reports that during this period, the country steadily positioned itself as a global manufacturing hub. Over the last decade, India's manufacturing sector has undergone a significant transformation, largely propelled by the Make in India initiative. The introduction of production-linked incentive PLI schemes across 14 sectors attracted investments of over 1,20,000 crore rupees and generated more than 8.5 lakh jobs. The Indian Space Research Organization is all set with the space docking experiment known as SpaceX mission. Its powerhouse rocket PSLV-C60 will lift off tonight from the spaceport Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. Two satellite SDX-01, called also as a chaser, and SDX-02, called Target, will be placed into a 470-kilometer circular orbit at 55-degree inclination with a local time cycle of about 66 days. Both Target and Chaser satellites will be placed in the same orbit at a distance of 10 to 20 kilometers. BJP today claimed that the Aam Aadmi Party is tampering with the voters' list in Delhi. BJP leader Parvesh Sahib Singh Verma alleged that 61,000 people's names have been removed from the voters' list in the area of former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's constituency. He added in 2020, 1,46,000 people's names were in the voting list, but has been reduced now. BJP also questioned Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal for announcing an 18,000 rupee monthly honorarium for priests and grantees. Addressing the media, BJP leader Prem Shukla took a dig at AAP for not providing such benefits to priests earlier. Earlier today, AAP announced the Pujari Granthi Samman Yojana, promising an 18,000 rupee monthly honorarium for temple and Gurudwara priests Granthi if Delhi is voted back to power. In Punjab, the day-long bund by farmers passed off peacefully. However, it crippled the rail and road traffic, causing inconvenience to general public. Emergency services, including ambulances, were, though, allowed to move. The traffic has been resumed now. The call for the shutdown was given by farmers' unions, demanding, among others, legal guarantee for the MSP for crops. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today condoled the demise of former United States President Jimmy Carter. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called Mr. Carter a statesman of great vision. He added that Mr. Carter worked tirelessly for global peace and harmony, and his contributions in fostering strong India-US ties have left a lasting legacy. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter passed away last night at his home in Plains, Georgia, at the age of 100. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a three-day official visit to Qatar from today. During the visit, he will meet the Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Qatar, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said the visit will enable both sides to review various aspects of bilateral relations, including political, trade, investment, energy, security, cultural and people-to-people, as well as regional and international issues of mutual interest. At least 71 people died in Ethiopia when a truck packed with passengers plunged into a river. The officials said the dead included 68 men and 3 women. The crash occurred yesterday in Sidama State, some 300 kilometers south of the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. In Hockey India League, UP Rudras will take on Vedanta Kalinga Lancers today at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela. The match will begin at 8:15 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.